If you Google the words concussion, settlement, and loan, you're going to find ads, lots of them. And they're all variations on a theme. The NFL has agreed to pay former players up to $1 billion. No one knows when the payments will begin, and former players are struggling, sick, bankrupt. They need the money. They need it now. And then comes the hook, or rather the promise. We can solve this problem for you. The ads promise loans on the money you're due. No, not loans, advances. And if the settlement doesn't go through or if your claim is denied, you don't have to pay back that advance. The small print may mention that if you get the money, you'll repay that alleged non-loan and interest of 40% or more. The men being offered those deals are especially vulnerable to the pitchman's lure. For more, here's Only a Game's Karen Given.
I first read about the lenders circling former NFL players in the New York Times. Liz Nicholson saw that article, too. It was all over her Facebook and social media feeds. But she says the news wasn't exactly new.
All the people in the NFL world are very aware of what's going on. In fact, there had been a letter that I think was sent out, I want to say, a couple years ago, warning families about this very thing.
Liz Nicholson and her friends can't remember who sent the letter. Maybe it was the Players Association. Liz received the warning because she's the wife of Jerry Sullivan, who was a lineman for the Cleveland Browns from 1974 to 1981. She's also the finance director for the Senate Democrats in Illinois. She knows her way around a financial spreadsheet, and she would likely never recommend that someone take on a loan from an unregulated lender who charges upwards of 40% interest. But these loans aren't being offered to just anyone. They're being offered to former athletes who are showing signs of brain damage.
So risky, so bad. I have a lot of love for my husband and his brethren in the NFL. I'm not saying anything disparaging against them. It's just that so many of them are suffering. And one of the biggest things, Karen, is that they lack impulse control. They're not in the right frame of mind to be agreeing to these loans. And I know that from experience from my husband, Jerry.
Liz and Jerry met long after his football career was over. He was divorced with three daughters.
When I first met Jerry back in 1997, he was $70,000 in debt to the IRS. He had so many issues going on, he could not manage his money. We've been together a long time and been through a lot together. We had 2 years where I left him due to his illness from football. I like to call it the football disease because obviously you can't diagnose CTE until postmortem.
For now, Jerry Sullivan's official diagnosis is early onset dementia. He was given that label when he was only 52 years old. Before that, doctors thought he was bipolar because he had such dramatic mood swings and a difficult time controlling his rage.
As a joke, people used to call Jerry with a G, Scary Jerry, which now that I think back on that, it hurts my heart because I know that Jerry was ill from football. It wasn't that he was just this maniacal, violent human being. He was brain damaged, and that's why he acted out like he did.
These days, doctors recognize mood swings and rage as possible signs of CTE, a degenerative disorder caused by multiple concussions and subconcussive hits. But back when Liz and Jerry started dating, CTE hadn't yet been identified. So was Jerry already showing signs when you started dating? Like, was this already happening?
I would say that, yes, he was. He was showing signs. And I saw those signs, and I chose to ignore them, you know, because I loved him. And I was literally so embarrassed by some of his behavior that I didn't tell anyone about it for fear of people telling me to leave him. And I knew that as an educated woman, I thought, my God, am I like one of these women that's going to stay with a guy who's has the capacity to be violent and scary?
Jerry Sullivan hadn't always been violent and scary. After he retired from football, he got a job, as most of the players from his era did. Sullivan never made more than about $90,000 a year playing football.
He had a lot of good years. He's a very, very bright, wonderful human being. Unfortunately, there's some, he thinks it's embarrassing, but to me, I tell him not to be embarrassed by this. There's a lot of stuff on the internet that you can find as you could read, his rage and depression and lack of impulse control really followed him up, and he was terminated because of his behavioral problems.
So here's what Liz can't bring herself to say, the thing you can read about on the internet. Jerry was the chief operating officer of a company that leased automatic ice machines. He was well-liked. He did a good job until the disease took over, and he was fired for threatening other employees and punching holes in walls and punching holes in ice machines.
It's painful to talk about, and it still is painful to talk about for a lot of women married to these fellows, because we love them and we take care of them, but they have serious problems. And it doesn't help that they are larger-than-life characters, both in physicality and, you know, in stature.
It was about a decade ago that Liz left Jerry. She doesn't want to get into the details, but she says things were bad, really bad. Divorce is common among those suffering from CTE. But here's where Liz and Jerry's story is different from those of all but a handful of former NFL players and their families. Jerry applied for total and permanent disability from the NFL. He cited severe orthopedic injury and cognitive impairment as a result of his 8-year NFL career. The process took years, but on January 1st, 2005, the NFL approved Jerry's claim.
Of course, as the NFL continued to deny that there was a link between football and head injury, they were paying us disability for that very thing.
Liz has never figured out why the NFL granted her husband's claim while denying so many others. Jerry went from having no money and no health insurance to receiving a modest pension and qualifying for Social Security and Medicaid.
Had he not received that, I don't know if I would have come back to our home that we shared together, because things were going really really bad. And I'm not saying I returned to him because he got the disability award. I returned to him because his spirits went up and he started getting medically treated, because he needed to be treated. He needed to go begin the ungodly road of treating early dementia and depression and rage.
Today, Liz says Jerry's violent episodes have softened a bit as the dementia has started to take over. Still, she loves him.
Even with all the brain damage, Jerry's strong enough where you can still see the shining light of his humor. And I think that's something to be commended, because a lot of people would have given up by now for the things that he's gone through in his brain. The things that go on in his head, I can only imagine.
Jerry is eligible for an award from the concussion lawsuit. All players who retired before 2014 are in, unless they opted out of the settlement. Some former players are still trying to block the deal in court in the hopes that they can negotiate a better one. But Liz says she's not in that camp.
The whole thing about a class action settlement is nothing's ever going to be perfect. You settle, hence the term. There are people in dire need right now. They need this money. It needs to be settled. And the football players and the brothers of Jerry's who need the money need to get that money.
It wasn't until 2 years ago that Liz started talking with the wives of other players. Before that, she says, she was too embarrassed. But now the women swap stories through a private Facebook group. They no longer need to feel alone and isolated. The group has more than 2,000 members. Liz knows some families are desperate for the settlement. She understands why they're considering the high-interest loans. If the league hadn't granted his disability claim, Liz says that she and Jerry might be that desperate.
I don't know if he'd be alive today. I don't mean to say it like that, but it saved Jerry in a way. But had he not gotten that, like all these other players didn't get, of course an award like this might seem very promising to him, you know, because he'd have no money.
It could take years before the settlement starts paying out, and it could take even longer before a player's claim is approved. All the while, interest will be piling up at the rate of 40% or more. And at the same time, the amount of money that player will receive from the settlement pool will be getting smaller, much smaller. It's a sliding scale. The older you are, the less you get paid. So by the time the NFL pays up, and then the lawyers take their share, and then the lenders take their share, there might be nothing left. Liz is worried that some players won't even bother to pursue their claim or seek treatment because of the amount of money they would owe. Liz Nicholson has considered all the ways in which these loans could go wrong for men who are suffering from the same condition as her husband. But she spent less time considering what she would say if one of her new friends asked for advice on whether to take one.
You know what? I would never judge anybody else in this world of the football disease, as I call it. I would never judge them. But what I would tell these women is hold off as much as you can.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
You can link to Ken Belson's New York Times article, NFL Concussion Payouts Have Lenders Circling, at onlyagame.org. Coming up on Only a Game, Charlie Pierce might just get the chance to say, well, you know what he's going to say, right? And remember, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.
Sebastian Younger spent a lot of time with soldiers and believes many face their hardest stress after they come home.
They no longer feel like they belong to the society they fought for. What do you do about that?
Sebastian Younger on his new book, Tribe, on Homecoming and Belonging. Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.